Hey there, 2022年想要给自己创造一个融入生活里的英语环境吗？欢迎来到通勤学英语 Podcast， 每日带你提升英语力。我们每日都有新的单集陪着你，利用通勤、喝咖啡或等人的时间，一起跟着我 John 老师一起朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻，让英语融入你的生活。想要加强复习，只要点开单集简介 Show Notes， 就会有逐字稿陪你一起学习。Are you ready for your daily English shadowing?Let's get started. Lights out for darker skies at He Huan San. He Huan San, which is more than 3,000 meters above sea level, has excellent conditions for gazing stars and the Milky Way. In 2019, it was certified by the International Dark Sky Association, IDA,and became the first internationally recognized dark sky park in Taiwan. There are only three IDA-certified dark sky parks in Asia so far. Taiwan's He Huan San, Iriomote Ishigaki National Park in Okinawa, Japan, and South Korea's Yongyang Firefly Park. To protect the night sky resource and maintain a safe environment for facilities and personnel in the park,Nantou County Government Department of Tourism has drawn up a Nantou County He Huan San Dark Sky Park Management and Autonomy Regulations. The regulations are expected to take effect after a review by Nantou County Council, scheduled for later this month, and following approval by the Ministry of Transportation and Communications. According to the 8 article regulations,The scope of the dark sky park, which is defined in Article 2, starts at the 22.1 kilometer mark along the Provincial Highway 14, 2 kilometers further along the highway from Yanfeng parking lot, ends at the 27.5 kilometer mark, and extends 500 meters either side of the median line of the road. Article 5 of the regulationstipulates that inside the dark sky park, all external light from vehicles should be turned off within 3 minutes after parking, except for in cases of disaster relief or other emergencies. The luminous flux of portable lighting is limited to 500 lumens or under, must have a color temperature no higher than 3000 Kelvin.And the irradiation angle should not be higher than the horizontal line of the light source. The use of a star pointer pen is limited to educational purposes and must have a power rating not higher than 30 milliwatts. Violations of the above regulations may be punished with a fine up to $1,000 and may be levied on a case-by-case basis. In addition,Article 6 regulates the prohibition of campfires, picnics, camping, setting up nets, making noise, irregular parking, setting up stalls, operating aerial photography equipment, peddlers, or engaging in performance activities in the park. Thanks for tuning in! 记得我们每日跟读、精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。